Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good afternoon, St. Louis, 97.1 FM Talk, DGS. Did you know that when the Beatles did this on Ed Sullivan, they couldn't sing I Get High? They had to sing I Can't Hide?
Huh. I didn't.
I always thought the lyric was I Can't Hide.
Same here.
This is news to me.
Here's
how all of our show day started about 4 minutes ago. Katie Fitzpatrick is gone, so Carl is filling in for her, and he held the door open for all of us, dressed like the Mandalorian, and exclaimed to each of us individually, I'm the Mandalorian. And I've never felt more like doing a show. So, Carl, if you could do that each day for me, maybe record it.
And then we lost your headphones. Andrew, which one of us do you think did that?
Did what?
So his headphones
were plugged into
Tony's
my
spot.
So when I went to plug in, I had to unplug his and move them, and that's when I realized.
I'm not above it, but I don't remember doing that today.
The only thing is, I don't remember walking over.
Let's blame Carl.
I don't remember, but I don't remember almost everything.
Mandalorian plugs headphones where he wants.
Well, then I didn't see him in your office, so I went to go look in G. And as I'm coming out of G, like, where could they be? Tony rounds the corner and goes,
We got him.
And I almost bumped into him and I went, Jesus! Because it scared me.
Oh, no. That's going to bother me because I could almost see me doing it, but I have no
same here
memory.
Like, I can imagine
that kind of stuff really bothers me when I can't like bring it up in my short-term memory.
Poltergeist.
I can imagine having done it, but I don't recall
doing it. I can
imagine
a lot of things.
I can imagine having done
you having
things.
Done Friday Halloween show, very excited. Got it all put together pretty much, thank you Andrew, and we have a special surprise for you to start the show, thank you Andrew and Rach. And no thanks to all of Tony and Sue on Halloween. So, gold bricking it.
Mm-hmm.
No, they've contributed. Everyone has a part.
Yeah, No, it wasn't
so,
that. It's giving too much away. It's giving too much away.
He's resisting his natural urge to give away the secret ahead of time.
Fighting with all of
my... Which is what he always does.
Uh-huh.
No, absolutely. It's true. It's so true. I want to tell, because there's a very small thing from my day. A very small thing from my day that would be mildly entertaining to the audience, but would give away the whole thing for Halloween.
Right.
And I just want to say it so bad.
You had the compulsion to just say everything.
How are you spelling that?
C-O-M-P-U-L-S-I-O-N.
Right. Compulsion. Sound like there's a Z in there, maybe.
Compulsion.
Gonna be a weird day. I can tell. Gonna be a good day, though. It's going to be a good, weird day. That's what it's going to be. We're going to talk about lots of real stuff. We have Senator Talent coming up at some point. Chet Pleben, because there's even more legal stuff to talk about. I watched Borat 2 last night.
Mm.
Anyone else seen it?
Oh, yeah. Mm.
Yep.
Love him or hate him, the guy's a genius. Just absolute comedic genius. Some people don't get it. I completely understand why you don't get it.
That's me.
I was laughing so hard the whole time. And when I wasn't laughing, I was cringing. I don't know how they do that. I don't know how they go in front of people who don't know that they're making a movie and do the most uncomfortable things in the world. Mm-hmm. I couldn't do it. You know how people say, like, I couldn't eat a spider for $1 million. And I'm like, whatever, you'd eat a whole nest of spiders. I don't know that I could do that. for any amount of money. I would just break and go like, I'm sorry, I'm doing a movie.
Right.
I can't watch it. I don't know how you can watch that. Doesn't that make you feel that way? Do you fast?
100%.
I can't.
There was one part that I wanted to fast forward through, but I didn't. But it was so uncomfortable. But I also just find the humor hilarious. Tony, you had something on your show sheet about it, right?
Yeah, so we talked about the Rudy Giuliani story coming out of that movie, which was in the movie, right?
Yep.
Sure was.
So the CPAC part?
Yes.
Was that in the movie?
It sure was. Yep.
So CPAC has, I think, filed a lawsuit or at least put in a cease and desist. Let me find that story. So CPAC has threatened legal action over the movie's KKK scene at CPAC. The movie shows a man walking through the CPAC lobby dressed in full KKK garb. And according to CPAC, the movie, and you can tell me because you've seen it, it implies that that guy was just there. That he was just, that like,
well, spoiler, KKK spoiler alert.
People walking around.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
At one point, Borat goes to CPAC because he's going to deliver a woman to Mike Pence. And he can't figure out how to get into CPAC, so he says, oh, I came up with a great idea for disguise. And he goes walking in a full Klan outfit. Now, no one stops him, but it's not like people are like, hey, the Klan's here.
Right. Well,
and then he literally walks in on Mike Pence speaking, dressed as Donald Trump with a woman over his shoulder. And I mean,
and then at the end of the movie, no, I'm just kidding.
I said spoiler
alert.
And
they're still married today.
And it's amazing. It's amazing because it happened, and it's just, you know what I mean?
According to CPAC, that at some point, after obviously he got in and got the footage, a lot of footage it sounds like, CPAC reports that security at the event intercepted the man and blocked him from entering the event, or blocked him from re-entering the event. And discovered that he was a paid actor working with the film, which I guess it was the actor. So they are saying,
I think we
stopped him with security. We kicked him out. We wouldn't let him back in. Yeah. And the movie acts like we had KKK members walking around.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Gotcha.
Not remotely.
That's bullcrap.
The joke was like, he walks in and then goes and immediately changes into another outfit. So, and people are giving him looks like, what? And I don't know if I would necessarily like run up and tackle a person in a Klan outfit. I would tell security. I would be eyeballing him.
Yeah. You give the exact same reaction that everybody there had. You look at him and go, what is this guy doing?
There's no doubt that the whole movie is making fun of conservatives. No doubt about it.
Right.
And no one should go into CPAC or whatever the liberal version is, and disrupt things, especially in this world where people go in and shoot people up. It shouldn't have happened. He shouldn't do it, but he did it. Mm-hmm. But I think the dumbest thing they could do would be sue him, because he really wins.
That's a bit silly. I mean, you got. He didn't hurt anybody. You know what I mean? Like, you got. Just take the L, as the children say.
Yeah, I haven't seen if they've moved forward with it, but they were.
Yeah, that would be dumb.
A lawsuit,
I think,
that would make them remove that scene from the movie. So.
But
it really is a benign scene. It's not a, you know what I mean? He goes in dressed as the KKK, and then he immediately is like, wait, this isn't going to work. They're not responding well. I need to dress as somebody Mike Pence would trust. And that's when he puts on like a hilariously bad like Donald Trump Halloween costume.
I would not be surprised if Stephen Miller sues them to remove the line that he says in the KKK outfit, which is, it's me, Stephen Miller. Sorry, I'm late.
He does say, it's me, Stephen Miller.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I can't help but laugh.
You know, I thought the first movie was funny. I used to watch Jackass on MTV and those movies. And because that style of film and comedy was popular then. I thought that it was not, like, looking back, I think that when this movie came out, I was like, that joke's over.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't, you know, I feel like it, that's not... That's not funny anymore, but you said
it is. It still is.
Turns out it's still funny.
Yeah. To me, it's not a genre. It's just that the movie last night really made me laugh.
Yeah.
It was just the jokes and the bits.
It's the kind of comedy that does kind of make you feel bad, though, because it's horrible.
Yeah.
I mean, he's making people look absolutely terrible, and you could come back with the assertion that, like, yeah, they did it, but he filmed it and put it out. It's
what I can't believe is, like I said, he's a lot of it is making fun of conservatives, and he's going into places, and like he goes, I'm not going to get mad at me for giving away too many. I'm not going to give away, but he goes into a bakery. And he has them write something incredibly racist on a cake. And they just do it. And that kind of thing happens over and over and over, where the people don't have to do it.
Right.
They don't have to sing along to the lyrics at this MAGA convention that they're having, but they do. That's the amazing part to me.
Right.
And I don't know how, I don't know what to make of that.
Mm-hmm.
Because there, it happens dozens of times with dozens of people. Now, maybe it took 100 bakers to write that on a cake. Maybe the first 99 said no
way. So I read an article about that interviewed a lot of people who ended up in the film.
Uh-huh.
And those bakers knew that they were going to film and knew that they were going to do a cake. So I think we kind of, on one hand, it's like, can you believe all these people are going along with it? And as far as like singing the song lyrics, I'm 100% with you, Dave. That was disturbing. But things like the baker... and other things that happened, I'm less surprised by that because I think there's a tendency when you're being filmed to just kind of go with the flow.
Oh, I'm sure.
But there's a show that was on Comedy Central called Nathan For You.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all about this guy who basically pretends to be a consultant and goes in and puts real business owners in like very uncomfortable situations. And it's so cringy. It's so awful, but it is very funny. But you watch the thing and you go, why did you go along with his idea? Why did you let him do this in your business? Well, they're doing it for a TV show. They're being filmed and they probably feel like, if I want to be on this, I better just go along with it. So it's like a
and
mob mentality type of thing.
I know somebody, and I'm sure Borat deals with this a lot, too, in the filming of those movies. I know somebody who worked on Nathan For You, and they have, like, hundreds of hours of scrapped footage of whole episodes where somebody caught wise, basically, that they were making fun of them and was like, hold on, no, this is, I'm done with this.
When I used to do those Man on the Street videos, like, it was a running joke with me and the cameraman that, you're standing in public trying to get people to talk to you with a camera in their face. 100 no's for no, thank you. I don't have time. Not interested. Which is what I would do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, quite frankly. Mm-hmm. So yeah, there's. I would imagine that that some of those scenes and shots took multiple tries at multiple with multiple people and multiple venues before they would get anybody to do anything. And all, like Andrew said, all of that footage of just people saying no or starting to maybe answer a question and then go, you know what, I'm not going to do this, and walking away. That, I mean, we dealt with that every time we went out. And
I had a weird night last night. I watched the Bobulinski, is that his name?
Yeah.
On Tucker. And then I watched Borat. So you know, it was a very strange night.
One more question about Borat.
Yes.
Just movies in general, because I don't go to the movies even in the best of times.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something we do very often. I thought around here, movie theaters were open again and like you had to go to the theater to see a new movie. Am I wrong about that? Are most new releases available?
This was actually bought by and distributed by Amazon
for
their service.
This is strictly
Amazon.
So this
is only on Amazon Prime.
Yeah. But in general,
I did not know that.
There are a ton of movies that would have gone to the theaters.
Yeah.
Like Mulan.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I'm not sure whether the theaters are open or not.
If they are,
I don't think they will be much longer.
I believe they are at the moment.
Hmm. Boy, I bet it's socially distanced there.
Mm-hmm. I know that theaters, I think AMC is offering like cut rate prices to rent out an entire theater for your family. Like,
oh my
starting
goodness.
Starting at $99.
God love them.
You could have the entire theater for like the five of us.
That's pretty cool.
That's really cool. Actually.
Well, look that up. Let's do that.
Okay.
As long as we can bring our own movie.
But like what good movies are coming out, you know?
Yeah, we're bringing our own.
Yeah.
I made a film a few years back.
Great.
20 years of the DGS.
We'll bring Borat too.
That movie's about to be released.
Stream it on a computer at the front of the stage.
I made a movie called Sue and Dave, The Origin Story.
Oh, no.
Starring Tony Colombo as Sue.
Oh, well, now that's interesting.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
So as I said last night, I watched two things. I watched Tucker Carlson and the Bubaleski interview. And I will admit, I watched it a bit distractedly, was doing other things. So I wasn't like taking notes, but I watched the whole hour. Did anyone else watch it? And if so, what did you make of it?
I watched most of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm confused. I'm still very confused.
I thought he was very credible. One of my big questions for him, like we ask for every, you know, when some, like, you know, when there's accusations against Brett Kavanaugh right before his nominate, like, why now? Why after so many years? Why, you know, it just seems a little too perfect.
Well, he kind of answered that, though.
He did answer, and I thought he answered it well.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm saying he came off to me as credible. And the answer was, for anybody that didn't hear it, was that he had been trying to contact the Bidens and others saying to stop calling the emails with my name in it, my family's name in it. Stop saying that it's all Russian propaganda. I served this country at a very high level, top secret security in the Navy for 40 years. I'm very proud of my service and my family name and what we've done for this country. And the fact that you're telling that you keep on telling the American people that my name, my family name, is nothing but Russian propaganda.
And I believed him.
I can't.
I'm sure you did. When he said, "I told the Bidens a few days ago, retract what you've said,
and I won't do it.
And tell Adam Schiff to retract it, and you'll never hear from me again."
Yep.
I believe that too.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What I'm looking for is where's the there. You know,
yeah.
Like I absolutely believe, and I said this a couple weeks ago, that Joe Biden is lying overall about the whole, like, I didn't even know that my son had a job like that. Come on. I know everything big and little that happens with Nick, and he knows that too. That's a lie. It's not a, oh gosh, I'm misremembering. You're lying. You knew. What I don't understand, though, is, yeah, we had these meetings, and we talked at high levels, and I got all these texts saying that Joe Biden's the chairman. What I don't understand is, then what happened? Did they do business with China? Did millions of dollars go into a bank account? That's what I don't understand.
Right.
What I want to see happen is, and what should absolutely happen, in some forum, Joe Biden should look into the camera and give a full explanation. Not just Russian disinformation, it's all false. Hey, someone has stepped up, put their reputation on the line, and made very specific accusations. He needs to address those.
Mm-hmm.
Because here's the thing. I've been accused of things. Guess what? I did. And so it would be really hard for me to look you in the eye, and then I've been accused of things I didn't. That's easy. Ask me anything you want. I'm here to tell you, didn't happen. Never met with that guy. Never had a drink with him. We never talked about China. I never this, never that. He went on the record and said something. He's either telling the truth or he's lying. To me, Joe Biden hasn't yet. And he needs to do that.
He's not gonna.
Nope.
It's gonna be Russian disinformation. I mean, he's only got 6 more days.
But what I don't want to happen, because I think Biden is going to win. Doesn't mean that's what I want. Doesn't mean that's what I'm rooting for. And I could be completely wrong. Trump could win by 20 points. I feel like Biden's going to win. And I don't want him to get impeached in the first 3 months. If you did this, if the evidence is out there that you did this mm-hmm. stuff, don't do this to the country.
Right.
Don't put the country through this.
Well, he won't get impeached unless he loses the House, which I don't think is going to happen. So the House has to bring the charges. So even if they can prove
But
this,
even that,
the House has to
if it's act. True, if all this stuff is true, as a man, he should drop out. If it's true. Mm-hmm. If it's false, F these people. You run for president, you become president, you do your best. If it's true, as a human, you should drop out. Because even if Nancy Pelosi and the Democrat House won't file impeachment, the country's going to melt down. Because eventually we're going to find out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And you know, he didn't get into his... Tony Bobulinski, which, by the way, what a cool name. Tony Bobulinski.
It's not bad.
Right? So...
Although...
Yeah?
Pales to his Chinese friend. I'm not trying to be offensive. It really was like... Dong dong waka dong,
right.
Comma, who sorry. Also goes by Kevin.
Right, right.
Remember that one?
Yes, yes.
He goes, now Kevin, I mean, his real name is Dong Dong Waka Dong, but he goes by Kevin.
Yes.
I just lost it.
Right.
I spit out my food and lost it. Right. I'm like, that just happened
yes.
in the universe.
Yep, yep.
That's, I'm sorry, that's could, real. Could I hear his name one more time?
I would prefer he didn't.
Oh, all right.
He was pretty close to that,
yeah.
though.
Yeah, but his role in this and what he, in his
Kevin.
What he is exposing, quote unquote, Bobulinski,
yeah,
is not the sensational, salacious, you know, videos of drug use or you know kids or some of these
yeah.
more extreme accusations we've heard. It's all about this business dealing that was shady, that the Bidens were playing strictly off of their name. And access to Joe to get the deal done and get, and you know, saying things like when he, you know, he's Tony Bobulinski said yesterday that he asked Jim Biden, Joe's brother, how are you going to, like, how are, if your brother ever does have further political aspirations, like running for president or what, how are you going to get away with this? And he said, plausible deniability. That's why we're kind of doing it this way to, you know, have Joe involved, have Joe benefit, have us benefit, but at the same time, protect Joe.
Tell me if you disagree.
Mm-hmm.
What I took from it, did you see it, Rach?
I did.
What I took from it was this. None of this is, no one gives a rat's ass about any Biden except Joe. So we need mm-hmm. Joe to wink and say he's in.
Mm-hmm.
But that's all Joe wants to do. But Joe also wants some money.
Mm-hmm.
That those were the accusations I picked yeah. up from Bobulinski.
Did you believe him?
I didn't disbelieve him. I didn't think this guy's looking for his moment in the sun. No, I didn't disbelieve him. And I don't know how that's different than believing him.
I guess, say anything like crazy. Everything he said to me made sense. He wasn't throwing out like these accusations of...
Do you remember how many times during the impeachment in Ukraine and Mueller, remember how many times on the air I said, guys, I just don't want to live in a world where President Trump did these things. I have a hard time wrapping my mind around true evil.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how I felt about last night. I didn't disbelieve the guy, but I still have a hard time wrapping my mind around Vice President Joe Biden walking into a bar, having a highball, and saying, wink, wink, yeah, go do these contracts with China, just make sure I get my cut.
I think we'd all be surprised at how often that happens.
You're probably right.
What did you think, Rach? Did you believe him?
I mean, I definitely believe that most of what he said probably happened. But one thing he kept saying was like the only reason that they were doing this was the only qualifications was the Biden name. And I'm sitting there like, OK, then why did you want to work with him? In that case, like, when did we break off here and you realize that what was happening was beyond corrupt and beyond horrible and you can't be a part of it? Because I didn't see, maybe he did say that at the end of the special. I'm like, Tony, I didn't watch the whole thing.
I didn't see that either. Do we know that, like, when he said enough is enough and
did,
I'm out?
He did at one point say that, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, he did at one point say that. But I agree. Like, if this was so bad for Joe and Hunter to be involved, why was it okay for you to be involved?
I feel like, just being perfectly honest, I feel like I'm a little numb to this after the impeachment. Because there was a lot of stuff, you know, transcripts and all this and Sondland saying this and that. Things that sounded incredibly salacious turned out to like be fine. I mean, President Trump is still in office. So I guess that kind of muted my response to a lot of these like shady things that you hear about.
We're all harder to shock these days.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay, I guess I'm still waiting for the smoking gun. I get what he's saying. I have no doubt that Hunter Biden used his dad to get most of what he has in life. I mean,
duh.
And I said yesterday, I have no doubt that, of course, Joe lied. Of course, he knew that his son was working with Burisma and he's doing all these things. Come on. And I don't like Jim Biden either one bit after that interview last night. It's kind of opened my eyes to what's going on. But we've said about Trump, like Trump, if you believe that he's done all these things, he's done an incredible job of insulating himself from being directly implicated. And I don't think Joe Biden would be any different. I think if he is fully involved with all of this, there's probably all these levels of protection that are included, you know, to get him out of anything. So
I think Joe's
it's really sad.
Joe's in a bad position because if these weren't his family members and it's all true, he would need to just roll over on them and say, look, I was dumb. I shouldn't have taken any of these meetings. These guys traded on my name and did things they shouldn't have done. And I really wasn't in the loop. But it's his son and his brother.
Mm-hmm.
So he's not going to. But he also needs to have an accounting.
Mm-hmm.
And I was left very cold by his answers during the debates about this.
And it needs to be addressed by the media. The questions need to be asked.
Well, it certainly doesn't need to be blocked.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
He did a press conference today. Either today or last night after it came. Joe Biden was in front of reporters since the Bob Belinsky interview and didn't get one question about it.
Yeah.
Not a single question.
And we play this game all the time. But if it were Eric Trump and...
Oh, my gosh.
Trump's brother, that's all the answer. It's all the questions it would have been, and rightfully so.
He would be... There would be... They would... If this was Eric Trump or Don Jr., there would be impeachment hearings
and
happening
again,
right now.
Look, this is playground stuff. Playground rules. We all know. We've all done stuff wrong, and we've all been wrongfully accused. If I'm Joe, and I watched that last night, and it's all a bunch of crap, I go in front of the press and say, hey, look, I'll answer anything you want, but first, I'm going to address this.
Mm-hmm.
To ignore it tells me a lot.
Yeah, but why would you?
Because it's not true.
They're talking about my family.
I know, but if you can get away with it, Like, there's no point
no,
to doing
I don't,
it.
I want to get away with stuff I did. If I didn't do it, I want to put it in your face and dunk the ball
on you. I'm just saying, like, it seems to be the strategy for if every politician addressed every rumor about them, then when they don't say anything, you know for sure it's true. You know what I'm saying? Like, he knows he can just...
Yeah, but when someone goes on national television and accuses you of working with the Chinese spy master when you're vice president, I don't think that's every rumor. I think that's one that you're about 5 days away from possibly being elected president. Someone accuses you of working literally with the CIA of China to make money. You got to answer that one.
Yep.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Import, Chicago, Illinois.
Boy, I like the Beatles. Chet Pleven joins us. Hello, Chet.
Hey, Dave. How are you?
Good, man. So this case in Philadelphia, night two of Philadelphia melting down, rioting, looting. Some of the worst looting I've ever seen. People are taking washers and dryers, for the love of God. And it's about this guy who, these are just facts, had a rap sheet a mile long, arrested at 13 for assaulting a teacher, charged just a few months ago with threatening to shoot and kill his... I guess the mother of his baby or something like that, but dozens and dozens of charges. And the police are called. He's acting erratically and threatening people with a knife. He's running around with a knife. The cops are obviously trying to talk him down. They're backing away from him. And he comes swiftly walking, slowly jogging around a car toward the cops. There's still probably 10, 15 feet of distance between them. The cops shoot him. He's dead. And the riots ensue. You take it from there.
Yeah, that's the video that I saw, too. And he had apparently a history of some mental disturbances. And apparently that's why his folks called the police that night, because he was behaving erratically. So let's start with what the law is. And as everyone knows by this time, given the number of police shootings we've talked about over the last probably couple years, police officers have the right to use deadly force as long as they have a reasonable belief that the person possesses a significant threat of some kind of serious bodily injury or death, both to themselves and to others. And then in 1985, Tennessee versus Gardner, the court expanded that to say that they can use deadly force when necessary to prevent an escape. But in that case, they have to have probable cause to suspect that that suspect possesses a significant threat of death or serious bodily injury to the officers or some other people. So in Tennessee versus Gardner, that was a subjective standard. That's what the court employed. In other words, if the police officer, that police officer who used that deadly force, if that police officer himself or herself believed that that deadly force was necessary, that was the end of that discussion. In 1989, the court expanded that test to one of an objective reasonableness test rather than a subjective test. And so what that meant was that you had to look at this from the standpoint not of what that officer who actually used the deadly force employed, but rather what another police officer under the same or similar circumstances would do, taking into consideration the need for a split-second decision.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this case is different than George Floyd. It's different than Breonna Taylor, for example. Breonna Taylor, you know, they had somebody inside that particular apartment shooting at them, so they went ahead and returned the fire. So the what I saw was this person, Walter Wallace, moving toward them and the police officers backing up, two of them, with their guns drawn. And so the question then becomes, what, and remember, they do not, police officers do not have a duty to retreat, albeit at this particular point in time, they were backing away. Now, there's a concept in law enforcement, and what it's called is a use of force continuum. Now, I don't know whether or not Philadelphia has it. I grew up in that part of the country. My guess is they probably don't. But in any event, what that means is that a police officer uses minor force. You start with minor force, and then you go up the ladder until there is a need to use deadly force. And so when you apply that particular use of force continuum to this particular case, and even whether or not Philly has it with respect to their police rules and regulations, certainly it would be taken into account when you start talking about the objective reasonableness test and whether another police officer similarly situated would have used the use of force continuum or whether or not deadly force would have been used at the time that these officers, and I guess both of them, actually fired the shots. I heard five shots maybe.
And which way would you total. which side would you rather be on as an attorney? Which is the easier argument?
Well, I think it's going to be a difficult situation for the police officers, because the argument that I suppose they can make is not only was this guy a threat to them, but he was a threat to the community. The evidence of that is he threatened, I guess, his family or some member of the family. That gave them cause to go ahead and call for assistance. Now, the officers didn't know what his mental state was. I don't think there's any evidence of that. So all they saw was a guy with a knife. Now, a guy with a knife is different than a guy with a gun. And so I think what they're going to have to do is explain, when the use of force continuum comes into play, why it is that they use the deadly force at the time that they used the deadly force, and whether or not there was any other means by which they could disarm this character without actually firing the weapon. And, you know, and I heard some people saying, well, you know, shoot him in the leg, or you know, wound him. You know, well, this isn't, you know, Annie Oakley here where you're going to be shooting. You know, these guys are backing up. They're moving. You know, he's not necessarily that far away. But just to say that you're going to try and shoot him in the leg, I guess you could try to do that. But that's not how they're trained either. You know, if you're going to pull that gun and if you're going to fire that weapon, the training that I'm aware of that I've seen with police officers is that you're going to fire to do some harm and prevent that person from continuing to advance on you or continuing to escape.
Okay.
So I think it's going to be I think this is going to be probably a little more difficult for them to maintain. I'm guessing because we've seen this all the time. You'll see an indictment only because of the public outrage of people that know nothing about this.
All right. Thank you, Chad. Appreciate it.
You bet. See you bet.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.